This is Ozarks at Large. John Brummett is thinking about several things this week. College football season has begun. The presidential campaigns continue. And there is more conversation about Greenland this summer than anybody could have predicted. For John's conversation this week with Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business and Politics, he'll cover all of that. Roby asked John Brummett about his tweets this week regarding a football game between Florida and Miami and how that might mirror a race for the White House in 2020 if President Trump and Democratic candidate Joe Biden are the candidates.
Frenetic effort on both sides. Those young men were trying hard, and they were running into each other and playing very hard. But they just, both of them just kept messing up with just unbelievable error. Florida had the game in hand, and the guy just throws an unbelievable interception, like a pass I would throw if I were out there. And then Miami, which should not, which in this, in my metaphor is Trump, they should not have a chance. Their base is 35%. They have a freshman quarterback. They have a weak offensive line. They shouldn't be in the game. They got a chance till the end to win it. Win it. It's 4th and 37. I get this. They got to make 37 yards or the game is over. They throw a pass 27 yards down the field. The only way that can work is if Florida commits pass interference, which they did, keeping them in the game. And I likened this frenetic effort of this wild frenetic play and the rampant blunder and the ability of one candidate to keep the other candidate in to what I think is going to happen if we get Biden and Trump next year. We'll be going to have debates in which we'll be wincing at Joe's gaffes and recoiling at Trump's outrage. And they're going to be talking over each other. I have said we're going to see an octogenarian cage fight, that's what it's going to be. So,
an octogenarian cage fight.
Right, for
that's
our presidency.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, so that's, I think in terms of metaphor, I don't know, I guess I've been doing it all my life, but everything reminds me of something or represents something else. And that's so I did a little, I thought I could, on Twitter, for my many followers, record the start of college football season, but have some political relevance as well. And I'm glad you noticed it and found it somewhat humorous.
I think
humorous.
I liked it, good. As a matter of fact, because good. I was watching the game, and I thought that's actually pretty apropos. There.
That's the
I think that John hit the nail on the head on that one.
That's
right
what
there.
I try to do from time to time. Good. All right.
All right. Well, we learned this past week that Greenland... Yeah. is not for sale, but there seem to be a lot of people that want to buy it, including President Trump and apparently our own Senator Tom Cotton.
That's
from
your
the state
own
of Washington.
Senator. Not mine, go ahead.
He's your senator. Okay. He represents you.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Were you surprised?
That's a bad metaphor.
Were you surprised to learn that Senator Cotton basically was the one that has put this idea in Trump's mind there, which was what he claimed?
Let me give you the classic answer. Yes and no. No, in that it sounded positively Trumpian. A real estate deal, I'm going to go buy me something. That's a big old mass of land up there. I think I'll buy it. I could see Trump just getting a wild hair and doing that himself. But then to hear that that Cotton was the one with the original idea is surprising in that Trump didn't think of it himself, but that Cotton has these sort of acquisition... by America's dominance, that kind of idea, and that he is close enough and influential enough on the pliable, vast ego wasteland that is our president, that's how that could come to be. No, it's actually not the craziest thing either of them has ever done. You know, I think the legal immigration policy, where we don't want any of these bleephole people, we want smart people. And just pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal unilaterally and abandoning the alliance we had on one side with other countries, I think those are worse. Harry Truman had an interest in buying Greenland back in 1946. There's some reasons to do it. But the way you go about that, I think, is you study it and you begin official government-to-government communication. Would you maybe be interested? We might be interested. So that... it doesn't get leaked to the point that the Danish prime minister is going, what? This is absurd. So, and then for a senator from Arkansas to be the one to mention it to a Danish ambassador, that ought to be working through the State Department or something, you know? They're both those guys governed by testosterone. Their America First thing means America only. We're going to big dog it. We're going to have, we're a Great Dane with a Chihuahua's personality. I think that's what they want America to be, and we're going to run this world our way.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can also be found at arkansasonline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. More from their conversation at talkbusiness.net.